At one of my previous parish assignments, some members of the parish wanted to help spruce up the yard at the rectory. One of the greatest tasks was that the north fence truly looked like a jungle. The bushes had been allowed to grow freely for a number of years, such that they were all intertwined with each other and with the fence. It's kind of our own version of the outfield at Wrigley Field. But it was starting to push the fence over. But they were so tangled that you couldn't really tell what parts from the top of the bush went with parts at the bottom of the bush. So what we did, is we'd go out and we'd cut parts of the bush from the bottom and then go back about a week later and see what had turned brown at the top. We'd pull those out and then we'd cut some others, look a few days later and see what had turned brown again. I think about that experience when we hear the analogy that our Lord is using in our gospel today. And Jesus is helping us to remember the connection between the source and the fruit. And one more reason that the vine and the branches is such a great analogy is it because it reminds us that sometimes there can be a little distance, time-wise, between something happening to the vine and the effects happening to the branches. Well, for so many of us, when we reflect upon a present difficulty that we have, we realize that it was some earlier decision that I made that only now is beginning to show its effects. We see this in lots of practical, secular ways. If I decide to stop taking care of my car, it might not break down tomorrow. It might run fine for a while. But eventually, when it starts to have problems, I need to remember the decision I made early that's just now showing its effects. But it has spiritual implications as well. Couples who talk about having grown apart in their marriage realize that nothing happened overnight. The crisis that they're facing now is the result of a branch that was cut years ago when they stopped communicating, started using contraception, or stopped eating meals together, whatever it might be. The end of the branch stayed green for a while, but it was slowly losing its source of life. Or I remember talking to a young lady in college a while ago. She was very active, very athletic, and popular, and yet she told me that she felt so alone. And as we visited, she realized that it was when she had started college that she stopped praying every night before she went to bed. And she hadn't yet made the connection that branch that she cut a couple of years earlier was just now beginning to show its effects in her life. Or talk to any priest who has fallen away from his priestly vocation, and you'll inevitably hear that it began when he stopped keeping his promise to pray the Liturgy of the Hours every day. It didn't seem like a big deal then. Oh, I'll do it later. My work is important. I do it some days, every week. He'll still be a good priest for a while, maybe a great priest. But he's not the vine. And where's the fruit going to come from if the branch is no longer connected? The fruit or the leaves may not dry up immediately, but if the vine is cut, it's only a matter of time before it will affect the fruit. But that delayed effect can also happen positively. You know, if I spend 1 hour in quiet adoration in our chapel with our Lord every week, I may not leave every time a changed man. But after 1 year, 3 years, 7 years, the fruit of being connected to the vine will start to show. Or how about those long-term effects of receiving the Eucharist? Well, why don't we ask those who are going to receive the Eucharist for the first time this morning? How about those long-term effects of the Eucharist that I received today? Well, let's think about the regular food that you eat. You have breakfast in the morning, snack maybe. So answer me this question. So how many years, how old do you want to be when you retire? How old do you want to be when you retire? How about you? How old do you think you want to be? About 50? Okay, there we go, there we go. How long do you want to live? How long do you want to live? How old do you want to be? How long do you want to be for the rest of your life? How old do you want to be when you die? What's that? 92? There we go, there we go. How about one more? How old do you want to live to be? Until you can't move anymore, okay. I have those mornings sometime myself. So. Well, we think about the food that you eat every day. It's hard to believe that what you eat every day will have an effect so far down the road. How long you can work, how long you can move, how long you can live. So it's even more amazing to consider that the food that you will receive for the first time today in the Eucharist, that its effect is not just now. It's not even just for this life. The fruits of the Eucharist are eternal. That is exciting, isn't it? If I receive the Eucharist in the state of grace, will I feel that effect immediately? Perhaps. But you may not feel its greatest fruit until the day that you decide to become a priest, until the day that your own children receive the Eucharist for the first time. You know, at that parish house, we would cut down the branches and then wait to see what dried up. And then we'd cut down and wait to see what dried up. But we can't wait to see the effects of our decisions connecting us to the Lord. So we ask Him to help us that each decision we make will connect us closer to Jesus, who is the vine.